Chef Jamie Gwen. She's gonna help us with some holiday entertaining with flair. Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I am grateful to be with you. Happy almost Thanksgiving. Did you know that we were 8 days away?
Well, not until you mentioned it. I have a frozen turkey that I have to take. I have to take it out and stick it in the fridge. Craig's upset because the turkey that I had, it's been in there a while, so I'm hoping that everything will be working out okay. But I did do my one shopping trip, but I probably have more to kind of pick up those special things for the holiday that always come out. What are some of the things you want to recommend this year, maybe to make this holiday gathering better than years in the past?
Yeah, you got it. I actually think you are going to have to do another shopping by the time I tell you about my new favorite things, of course. By the way, on that turkey, just to keep in mind, a frozen turkey takes 24 hours for every 4 pounds of turkey to thaw. So please keep in mind, if you have a great big turkey in your freezer, now is the time. 24 hours for every 4 pounds. Okay, with that said, that's my chef's tip, my turkey tip for the day.
Thank you.
But when it comes to, yes, of course, when it comes to holiday entertaining, though, we're all stepping up our game, right? We've been away from family and friends. And so this is going to be a big return to holidays. I'm stepping up my culinary game in a few ways. I'm using wonderful pistachios in everything I make because I am a pistachio lover, and they are so, so fabulously high in protein, high in fiber. I think they're an absolute brilliant sort of benefit. So here goes. I'm making wonderful pistachios, blue cheese, fig, puff pastry twists because I love puff pastry. It's a one ingredient wonder. And wonderful pistachios, no shells, come in a bag where you don't have to shell them, right? They're craveable. I snack on them. But they have 6 grams of plant protein and 3 grams of fiber per serving. And they come in every flavor. So they make a great stocking stuffer because you can buy the bags small and large. They make chili roasted, honey roasted, barbecue, sea salt, vinegar, all the good stuff. But I use them in salads. I'm garnishing with them. I put them on a cheese board, but wait till you taste these puff pastry twists because they're fabulous. It's a great starter for Thanksgiving or any holiday meal. You know, you need a little bite of something, right? Now, I am elevating the traditional cheese board, by the way, because we've seen a lot of boards over the last couple of years, but I'm making something called charcuterie. It's charcuterie in individual jars, and everyone gets their own, and nobody has to fight over the board, which I love, and there's something that feels really clean and neat about it. And I'm making these charcuterie jars with a mix of everyone's favorite olives. So I'm using Kalamata's and gourmet olives stuffed with either garlic or blue cheese or both. And they're all from the Musco Family Olive Company, Mediterranean imported specialties. Now, these are hand-picked, hand-stuffed olives, premium ingredients. And Pearl's olives, under the Musco family as well, are perfect for any holiday. Everybody loves olives, but I think we forget about them. People who love olives love and trust Pearls. So you look for the sunny yellow packaging. You look for their specialty jars. And I think they add that briny, wonderful, salty, craveable goodness, right? Now, I have some more ideas, gentlemen. Should you be sitting down to a family night movie? Maybe you're, you know, gathering for a game. If it's a family get-together or a festive film, you put some Club Crisps in a bowl, and you have the perfect savory snack. Now, Club Crisps take the deliciousness of flaky, buttery Club Crackers that everyone knows, but they're rolled into this new, thin, crispy, flavorful bite, and they melt in your mouth. It's a snacking win. So when you're at the store finishing your Thanksgiving shopping, please look for Club Crisps, because I'll tell you, they're amazingly addictive. I have a couple baking tips, too, if I may. You know, when it comes to baking, holiday sweets and otherwise, I always encourage from a chef's perspective that you use the best quality ingredients that you can find and afford. And I'll tell you, I always look for Vital Farms. So this is pasture-raised butter and eggs. It's ethically produced, which makes me feel good about serving it to my family. The eggs have this deep orange yolk. It's gorgeous. My son calls it sunshine. And they really have wonderful flavor because the hens are free to roam outside year-round, fresh air. Their rich and creamy butters are churned by 6th-generation butter makers. They have a new spreadable butter. It's made with butter, sea salt, and avocado oil, great for dinner rolls for holiday dinner. And you can find Vital Farms products nationwide. That's really a place of pride for me, especially when it comes to holiday baking. Pull out all the stops. And then last but not least, if you really want to impress your guests or you're looking for the ultimate holiday gift, this is a world first. I am so proud to launch and tell you about the Jura 710. So coffee aficionados know the name Jura, J-U-R-A, best in the business. This new machine makes everything from espressos to flat whites. And get this, it makes cold brew coffee specialties too. So the grinder recognizes your selection, adjusts the grind, and it has this revolutionary cold extraction process. It pushes cold water through freshly ground coffee under high pressure, and you get everything you love about cold brew at home. The Z10 is beautifully designed, by the way. It has this easy-to-use touchscreen display. And if you have a coffee lover in your life, you must check out the Jura Z10. Now, all of this information to make you a culinary hero, by the way, is posted at dailylounge.com. And at chefjamie.com, I have more turkey tips. I have a Thanksgiving planner. I have everything you need to make stuffing and cranberry sauce. Oh, my.
Do you like the stuffing inside or outside the turkey when you're preparing that?
Okay, I like the stuffing outside. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a stuffing and the flavor of it inside the turkey, but I would rather the shorter cooking time by not stuffing the turkey. And I make something called stuffin' muffins. And I have to tell you, there's something brilliant about a muffin pan because, Bruce Craig, if you put your stuffing into a muffin pan, it gets all caramelized and golden on the exterior and the top. It's like what everybody fights for on the corner of the casserole dish. Right. And you want to use an oversized muffin pan, of course, because then you get an individual portion, but it's nice and, you know, generous. And I serve these stuffing muffins alongside my turkey. I love cranberry sauce almost more than anything else on the Thanksgiving table. And my best tip is to combine your leftover cranberry sauce with mayonnaise equal parts for the ultimate sandwich spread. That's cranberry mayo. So the day after Thanksgiving, I hope you think of me.
Cranberry mayo, this is brilliant. I will write that down. The greatest thing I've ever heard. One other thing, though, what are we having for dessert? What pie way do we go, or what's the best way to finish off the meal then?
Well, I mean, I mentioned to you Vital Farms. I'll tell you, I mean, their butter makes everything better. So I make an apple slab pie. It doesn't require a traditional pie pan. It's not round. You don't have to crimp the edges. But I use the pie dough very rustically, where you just cut out literally like a rectangle of pie dough. And then you fold up the sides just to create a rim. And you fill it with a very simple, rustic, sort of, you know, can be haphazard mix of sliced apples that are combined with brown sugar and cinnamon. You pat it with butter and you throw it in the oven. And I'll tell you, there's just something like really casual about it that I love. It's a holiday apple slab pie. And the recipe is at chefjamie.com. Oh, and I'm not making traditional pumpkin pie either. I'm making pumpkin parfaits. Those can be made in advance, by the way. I put them in glasses or jars, and everyone gets their own, too. You mix whipped cream and mascarpone cheese, Italian cream cheese, by the way. If you want to stabilize your whipped cream, like make it in advance and then serve it later, it will hold in the fridge without weeping. But it's a wonderful thing to layer or to top holiday desserts with as well.
That is wonderful. By the way, you have me with the blue cheese stuffed olives. I will sit and eat those all day long.
Is that Craig or Bruce?
This is Bruce. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just concerned. I just want to know if you cater or if you stop by any homes in Ohio. That's where I am.
No, but you're welcome to come over anytime. I haven't been to Ohio in quite a while, but you have a very friendly, wonderful group of communities there. And I'll tell you, I've been very warmly welcomed to Cleveland in the past. So thank you for that. But Bruce, I have to tell you, blue cheese stuffed olives are my thing. And if you ask the Musco family, because I'm very proud to know them, I'll tell you, Trey will tell you that I consume a lot of blue cheese stuffed olives. I'm proud. I will say I use them for everything. Like, they're not just for a martini, right? You put them on your charcuterie. I put them out in a bowl. Here's a great tip, gentlemen. You want a quick, easy appetizer for the holidays? You're going to take the Musco family olives or Pearl's olives. The Pearl's olives are the big, large black olives that my son puts on all his fingers. But you're going to warm them. If you've never had warm olives before, I'm telling you, it makes a world of difference. Brings out all the flavor. This is a great, simple hors d'oeuvre to go with a drink, a cocktail, a glass of wine, or if your neighbors stop by unannounced. I throw in like a couple pieces of peel of orange, whatever winter citrus you have. I throw a rosemary sprig in, some olive oil, and a mix of olives into a sauté pan. And just over medium heat on top of the stove, just as soon as it starts to bubble and sizzle, the olives will warm through. And you can take the pretty sauté pan or cast iron skillet straight to the counter where everybody's sitting or to the bar. But warm olives are the bomb. They are.
I trust you on that. If people want to find out more of some of the what you talked about, again, where's a good place to get all these details?
You got it. Recipes galore and inspiration for all my best food finds for the holiday season at dailylounge.com, my recipes at chefjamie.com, and please become a friend and a fan and follow, because my daily dish, which is slightly shameless, but gluttonous to say the least, is on social at Chef Jamie Gwen.
All right. Chef Jamie, thanks for joining us today. I'm going to have a lot of olives over the next 10 days.
Gentlemen.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll toast you with mine. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep, and I got to get that turkey out of, what did she say, 24 hours for every 4 pounds of frozen turkey. So I got to, there's some math involved in here. I have to weigh the turkey. So I'll have to take the turkey up to the bathroom scale. I'll weigh it. Oh, no, maybe it's written on the outside of the turkey if it's still covered in.
It's got a sticker on it, doesn't it?
I suppose.
The tag, the label?
It's been in the freezer for a while, so it's been in the deep.
Is this the deep freeze year-long turkey?
Maybe.
Maybe.